Maybe you've heard about the case Juliana versus the United States, in which 21 young people are suing the federal government for not protecting their right to a safe and livable climate. Well, young people all over are taking a stand against climate change. Last week, three Valley teenagers were in Washington, D.C. with the grassroots organization Citizens Climate Lobby. They lobbied their representatives to co-sponsor a bipartisan bill that would charge fossil fuel companies a tax for their carbon dioxide emissions. It's called the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. I caught up with Paulina Torres, Gerline Panu, and Emily Salazar just outside the Capitol building. The interview starts with Emily.
What is it that, I guess, struck your interest enough to get involved, being a very busy high school student?
That the current solutions aren't as big as the current problem. They're not to scale right now, and we're already feeling it, especially in the Central Valley. We feel a lot of the effects that, you know, some of our representatives may not feel as much as we do. You know, I live in South Fresno, and we're heavily impacted by the pollution in the area. That's something our Congress member may not be able to feel.
So tell me a little bit more about that. What kinds of effects have you experienced, or have, I guess, people in your community experienced in terms of climate change?
Well, you know, actually, a common misconception is that, you know, why aren't more Latinos part of the climate action movement? And, you know, that is a bigger problem, but I think most of the Latinos that I've come in contact with and that I'm around agree that it's a problem. And since, I am in the Central Valley, a lot of people I know work in the fields, a lot of Latinos I know, and that has its own health consequences, which is connected to climate change. Yeah.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, like the drought, how it affects how much production we have, and then it affects the jobs.
And you're getting ready to go to Stanford. What are you going to study?
I plan to study psychology and Arabic as a pre-law student.
And as a lawyer, do you want to work on climate change?
Actually, my goal is to become a political representative, so I want to come back to the Valley and help protect the communities that supported me.
Gerline, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Fresno, California.
You go to Fresno City College, and you went to Central High School. Tell me what got you interested in climate change.
It was just growing up and witnessing bad air quality. I was in track in elementary school and middle school, and I remember how difficult it was to come out on those days and practice. I grew up with asthma, and luckily I grew out of my asthma, but that isn't the case for everyone. And I just want to be here as a representative, and also for myself, for like a better climate.
Tell me, what are you doing today? You're getting ready to head over and talk to some representatives from the Central Valley?
So I'm going to be lobbying and for my representative, Jim Costa, and I'm going to be attending a meeting for Devin Nunes. And I'm going to be here to talk about my student government campaign. Fresno City College's student government endorsed the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. It's a bill that places a fee on carbon, and it's bipartisan. So it means both the left and the right are able to agree on it.
Paulina, tell me why you're here today. You grew up in Tarabella.
So my community is very low income, mostly farm laborers. My parents have worked in the fields since they were very young. They immigrated to the United States to provide a better life for my brother and I. And seeing my parents get up at, you know, 4 a.m. in the morning, come home at 5 p.m. and seeing them talk about heat strokes and things that aren't supposed to be common as something that is just normal kind of shook me. And aside from that, my community, they're very hardworking people, but they don't necessarily have the knowledge because most of them did not finish high school. Most of them are only Spanish speaking. Not very educated, and being here allows me to be their advocate, allows me to represent Tarabella, to represent California, my family, my last name, everything.
What is it about climate change that inspires you to get out there and do something?
Well, the fact that it's our future. As an athlete, as a daughter of immigrants, as even have a sibling, everything about climate change impacts me. As an athlete, you know, I love to run, I love to play soccer, I love to stay active. And not having that option, you know, it's just upsetting. Something that it should be natural, you know, for kids to go outside, to go swimming, to go have a run, to be healthy. For farm laborers to be able to work in, you know, places where they're not going to be getting heat strokes or, you know, those type of things are what I'm fighting for. And, you know, it's, I think it's very important.
And tell me, what have you been doing this week?
This week, basically, I have been learning. This is my first conference ever, so I'm definitely in the process of learning, taking, you know, networking with other students, other professionals, and really getting ready for the main event, which is lobbying.
And where are you in school?
I will be attending UCLA in the fall as a freshman, and I will be majoring in political science with a minor in Chicano studies at the moment. I want to possibly maybe pursue law school, come back to the Valley, help out my community in various ways, maybe even be a political campaign like organizer. I love to do that, you know, like I said, I love to speak to people, canvas, everything. So that would be the dream.
Thank you for speaking with us today.
No problem, my pleasure.